Welcome back to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am the host, Jason Middleton. Living in and covering Silicon Valley means we get to see firsthand what's bubbling up on the innovation front. New companies are either disrupting market spaces or inventing new areas of white space for their businesses. But that can also be like living in a bubble. So we try to reach out to other spots of innovation. We've covered coding schools for coal miners in Tennessee and in Kentucky. We've looked at biotech in Boston, and we've talked about biodegradable six-pack holders with a Florida microbrewery. And this week we talk with a serial entrepreneur in Detroit. She gave a TEDx talk there, and she stuck around. And she credits Detroit with giving her the headspace to find a positive work-life balance.
Being in Detroit has allowed me to not be constantly in the middle of that and allow me to give myself some space for having that, you know, not giving a f- and designing my own model of what I want. I've had space to do that in Detroit.
That's Tara Reed, founder of Collecto.com and AppsWithoutCode.com. We have two segments with this maker and founder who teaches non-technical people how to build working apps without having to know code. Here's part one of our chat.
My name is Tara Reed. I am the CEO of Apps Without Code. And what I do is I teach non-technical entrepreneurs how to build web apps, mobile apps, without knowing how to write any code.
Right on. You're an enabler in a good way.
Yeah.
you're a maker, Tara. Let's go into your origin story a little bit. Let's just start there. Like, what was the impetus behind creating the app site? And then we'll talk a little bit after that about Collecto, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had a really, really awesome journey. So I started my career in tech. I was a marketer by trade. I am not an engineer. I don't write code, but I was a marketer and I worked around a lot of other engineers building cool products at Google, at Foursquare, at Microsoft. So that's where I really, those three companies I kicked off my career working for and working on all sorts of really awesome projects as a marketer. Then when about the time I was working at Microsoft and I had an idea for a startup, I really just looked around my apartment and saw all the blank walls and thought, wow, it's so easy to get recommendations for pretty much every other type of art, right? If I want a cool right. recommendation for a song to listen to, I can go to Pandora or Spotify. If I want a cool recommendation for a book, I can go to Amazon. Like pretty much any other medium of art, I could get a quick recommendation online.
Yeah.
And there was nowhere for me to go to find personalized recommendations for artwork. So I launched Collecto as an idea just to first sort of scratch my own itch and solve my own problem, and it quickly grew into a business on accident.
We were going to talk a few months ago. You got really busy, and then we couldn't reschedule. That was when Collecto right. was still up and running, though. Is Collecto still up and running? Are you on hiatus? What are you planning on doing with your energies now?
I'm on hiatus with Collecto. You know, really one of the things as an entrepreneur that has been successful for me has been following and sort of letting my career, sort of entrepreneur career, take its own shape. And there's been a crazy new opportunity that landed on my lap throughout my 3 years of working on Collecto. So I'd worked on it for 3 years. And, you know, to clarify, we're not shutting Collecto down. We're just repositioning it and are going through a few months of repositioning so that it fits with into sort of the portfolio of other companies that I'm now running. For context, I had been running Collecto for 3 years, and a lot of what I was doing while running Collecto was building this piece of technology, this personalized recommendation engine based on your taste for art, without being a developer, without having any developers on my team, and without writing any code. So I had been blogging and sharing about that experience. I had been writing about what I was doing as a non-technical person building a tech product. And I eventually did a TEDx talk in Detroit about my experience. And through that and my blog, I reached a point where there were so many emails in my inbox from other non-technical folks saying, hey, I have an idea for a startup or an app. How do I do it? How do I build it? I see that you've done this. And at a certain point, I had so many of those emails that it really made sense for me to start servicing those folks in my email inbox in a different kind of way. So the first thing I did was I just sent an email to people. I think at the time I had like 100 people who had subscribed to my personal blog as an entrepreneur, right? Just 100 people. And I emailed them all and I said, hey, I'm doing this new thing where I'm going to share. People have been asking me. I'm going to teach people how to build their own app without code and get their startup idea off the ground. I'm going to take 5 students. If you're interested, let me know.
Right.
So I immediately sold out of that program. So did it with 5 students at first and then relaunched it again with 70 students and was just getting so much interest, so many people on the wait list that it really sort of emerged as its own company again, just like Collecto started this after that code business really started by accident, but it's been a really awesome journey. So I'm now spending a lot of my time on After That Code because running 2 businesses at the same time is just not really sustainable, or it hasn't been sustainable for me.
Right.
I'm focusing a lot of my attention on After That Code because it's a different business model for me, and happy to really dive into that. But I think that for entrepreneurs, it's really important to build a business model that aligns to the kind of life you want to have.
Right.
And I don't think that we talk about this in entrepreneurship and in tech entrepreneurship all that often.
That's right.
Right? There's this shiny model of what it looks like to have a VC-backed company. And that was the track that we were on. We had raised money from Collecto from 500 startups and Joanne Wilson, these large investors or investors who were doing, you know, really awesome things and have been involved in really cool companies. But I had to sit back and think about what the kind of company was that I wanted to run. Lifestyle business is kind of a bad word in tech. There are so many ways that you can build a tech business to be a scalable lifestyle business.
Right.
And for me, that's really what I wanted and got to sort of reshape with this new company.
There's a lot in that answer, Tara, and a lot of it's very fascinating. And so I'm going to try to pick it apart a little bit. I want to follow up on a couple because you have marketing in your background. Now, in that answer, I heard not only pivot, I heard lifestyle, I heard alignment. So from where I sit, I see marketing coming in way too late with startups. Sounds like you're baking it in early on to make sure that you have some white space in the market where you're trying to launch.
Yeah, I think that I built this company in the backwards direction as my first company. So I built After That Code in the opposite order as I built Collecto. Before building a website, before finding building a logo or like any of those things for After That Code, I got just customers on the first day, paying customers on the first day, which is really different from how I built Collecto. You know, I still did, you know, I'm a huge advocate for lean startup principles. It's a lot of what I teach. But the way that I built my first business was more aligned to the traditional way that people build tech startups, which is get a bunch of users and then figure out your monetization details a little bit later. And then never really have a conversation about how you want your business model to align to the kind of business you actually want to run as a CEO.
Right.
So what I mean by that is Collecto was a low margin business. The entire art world is low margin, right? So think Uber doesn't actually get to keep all that money that they do in their transaction. It goes to drivers and it goes to other things. And so if you're in a low margin business, you have to have a scalable business. And you know, we know all of these things, but the step that in the tech world that we don't often make is, okay, but does that align to the kind of business I want to run as an executive? Like, do I want to run this humongous scaled business that requires lots of capital to grow? So at Collecto, we had done well, and we had lots of users, and we were generating lots of top-line revenue, but the profit wasn't amazing. And when I've transitioned to this new business, the numbers and the metrics looked really different because we were generating revenue, but more so because the profit margin looked different. And also because I got to, you know, in both of these companies, I get to help people in cool ways.
Yeah.
Collecto, I get to help people find cool art for their homes and help the underdog who doesn't really know much about art find cool art for their homes. With After That Code, I get to do something similar. I get to help the underdog who's not really positioned necessarily really well to crush it in tech because they're the technical person to actually do so and build an app without code, which is a thing that you can do these days.
That was the first part of our chat with Tara Reid. Ms. Reid worked first for Google and then Microsoft, and then she filled a need in her own life. She built an app and a business that helps pair people's tastes with art for their homes and their walls. It's called Collecto.com. Now, it's parked right now. Tara's giving it a facelift, but we have a link up at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Coming up, we have our second and final chat with serial entrepreneur and teacher of non-techies, Tara Reed.
It's the first version of your app and something that you can create really rapidly using this new set of tools that are out there that are really amazing that allow you to really drag, drop, point, click, and create an app.
That's coming up after the break, so we have our fingers crossed that you'll stick around for that one. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.